You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everyone. It's a Christmas challenge. You're getting up. You're making the coffee. You're trying to figure out what to do today. What do you do the day after Christmas? Do you have a lot of stuff to set up? Do you have a driveway to shovel? What sort of suggestion can you make to our listeners for something clever to do today? 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. It's a great day to rest and relax, but don't let it slip away. And, you know, because you have a lot of free time on a long holiday weekend and you may have guests over, that also increases the challenge. I mean, what are you going to see, read, listen to, do? It's a predicament for me and everyone on the planet this holiday season, and getting paid to solve that problem for us is Allison Williams. She's associate editor at Time Out New York, and you've got a listen for us, something to watch, Allison, a read, and avoid at all costs.
Well, the great thing about the end of the year is that you get to kind of catch up with things, and the one thing you really have to listen to is the soundtrack to Slumdog Millionaire, which is a movie. It came out a couple months ago. It is by Danny Boyle, the guy who did the movie Trainspotting. It's set in India, and the music is a bunch of Indian music, as well as some songs you might recognize, like this one.
Wow, you're really at home here, Allison. Yeah. You're cueing our director already. Okay, that's familiar to it.
Yeah, this song, it's called Paper Planes by an artist named M.I.A., and it's been out for about a year. So you may have heard it on the radio, in the store. It's a little too loud while you're shopping, that sort of thing. It plays a pretty big role in the movie, and it's a really accessible, it's a fun song that's on my gym mix. But what's great about the soundtrack, it doesn't just have this recognizable song, it's also got some great Indian music by a really famous composer, a guy by the name of A.R. Rahman.
Nice. Would we call this Bhangra?
Well, you know, it's a combination of a bunch of different styles, and this guy, A.R. Rahman, huge in India, has sold over 100 million albums. He's been nominated for a Golden Globe for this.
And lots of videos. Yeah. You watch MTV India, right? Mm-hmm. All of those little mini videos that look like Bollywood movies. He's got a lot of those.
And it's really fun music. It's good for working out. It's good for just sort of setting a good atmosphere. And it really, it's a fun movie. It's a movie that's going to get a lot of attention. So
soundtrack from Slumdog Millionaire.
Yes,
that's the listen.
Absolutely.
All right.
But if you're sitting around, you want to stay at home, the DVD for the movie Burn After Reading is going to be coming out. And this is a movie that came out a couple of months ago again. And
great movie.
Did okay in the box office. You know, had a couple of big stars, people you might have heard of.
Coen Brothers, right?
It's by the Coen Brothers. Yeah. It's a little more like Fargo, a movie they did, than No Country for Old Men, which they did last year. So, you know, don't worry, there's not that much blood. Here's John Malkovich right here.
The unauthorized dissemination of classified material is a federal crime. If you ever carried out your proposed threat, you would experience such a storm of consequences, my friend, that your empty little head would be spinning faster than the wheels of your Schwinn bicycle back there.
You think that's a Schwinn?
Only Malkovich can make you nervous and laugh at the same time. And that's Brad Pitt also.
Yes, Brad Pitt at the end. And these are some really professional, big actors who are having so much fun.
It's a hilarious film. Yeah. That soundbite gives you a sense of his intensity, but it's very funny.
Yes, it's kind of a crime caper, but it's a bunch of really stupid people getting caught up in
exactly.
crime. It's a lot of fun. It's one you could watch with your parents if your parents are okay with a few curse words, the occasional funny sex joke.
Or your kids, maybe.
Yeah.
All right, so we got one thing to listen to, mm-hmm. one thing to watch. What else?
Well, the next thing, if you're going to sit at home, here's a song you might recognize from your childhood.
Oh, well,
yeah.
Duh.
Or if you have kids.
The theme from Captain Kangaroo,
yeah.
right?
probably the most famous children's show out there. There's a book coming out called Street Gang, The Complete History of Sesame Street by Michael Davis. And this covers the beginning of the show, the concept, Jim Henson coming up with this idea, developing the Muppets. And you really get to hear about how the show came about and how they turned it into such a phenomenon. It's really great. You get to read about how Jim Henson and Frank Oz went in to pick up the Bert and Ernie puppets for the first time.
That's cool.
And they're going back and forth, and they really had kind of a Bert and Ernie friendship between the two of them. So it's really sweet, at least for me. I mean, I grew up on the show. I love the show. It's neat to hear about the backstory of what was going on, what was happening.
All right, so what do we avoid at all costs?
Okay, well, if you may have heard a show called The Hills, it's set in California, and it's a reality show following a couple of young women out there. There's a spinoff that's going to be premiering on MTV called The City. And it follows a woman named Whitney Port, who was on The Hills, and now she has come to New York City to work in fashion. Now, the thing about this show is everything's kind of in broad quotes. She's working in fashion, but it's rather staged, and there's a lot of sort of vacant conversation. Here's an example.
I have like an invisible tattoo on my forehead that says "Make out with me and only guys who live on futons can read it."
Make out with me and only guys that live on futons can read it.
There's a writer who's responsible for that. Huh?
If you're really nostalgic for those days in your 20s when you had too much to drink or had nothing important to say, then this show might be for you.
All the things you're trying to forget.
Yes, most of us are trying to repress those memories, but it's vacancy on top of vacancy, really.
All right, well, Allison Williams, that's great. Allison Williams is associate editor of Time Out New York. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.